Erev Shabbos, Parshas Kisov, Tov Shin Samaches. Parshas Kisov, we start with the mitzvah of Bikurim, bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, standing in front of the Kohen, bringing a basket of your first fruits of the field each year, and saying a whole long passage, which is familiar to us from the Haggadah Shel Pesach that we say. We started back with the Arami Evedovi and go through what happened in Mitzrayim, and we saved from there. We daven, we were saved miraculously, and then we came to Eretz Yisrael, and now we're here in this land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this land, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all this, and now we bring our first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, offering it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving it to the Kohen. That's Parshas Bikurim. Following that is right at Sheni, the Parsha of Meiser, but not exactly Meiser, not the giving of Meiser, but what's called Vidui Meiser, the confession of Meiser. Vidui Meiser means saying that B'yardi HaKadosh Ben Abayis, I've taken care of everything and I've done everything properly, giving the proper Trumas, Meiseris, etc. Now both of these mitzvahs, I think, are a bit strange. Rashi says, on the Pasuk Gimel, Uvosa la'kain, you will come to the kain ha'shayiyah v'yam ha'mahim, v'omar to'ay love, and you will say to him, he got the ayayim la'shem alekecha. So first you give an introduction to what you're going to say. You come then, you say to the kain, I'm going to make this proclamation of that we understand that Klal Yisrael was almost exterminated by Lavan and then in Mitzrayim. So why do you say this? Rashi says, "V'amarti, you have to tell him she'enecha kafui teiva, that you're not an ingrate, and you recognize of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you, and therefore you're going to say this." Do we not know this person has a curse at teiva? I mean, he worked hard on the field all year, and he sowed and he reaped and he planted, and now he harvested, and he really wants to keep the first fruits for himself. He's so proud of his work. He said, "No, I'm going to give this away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Tremendous. So he puts the first fruit in this special basket, and he brings it up to Yerushalayim, brings it to Beis HaMikdash, and he says, "Here, Hashem, this is for you." No, you have to say a whole proclamation. And it's Rashi Yisim V'Amart, you have to tell him that you're not a Kofi Teva. And if you don't say this whole passage, then we don't know that the person's not ingrate. But he's doing a mice, he's doing an action, he's bringing the Bikurim. What's wrong with that? That shows he's the Hakara Satev, Hakara Shbaruch. And I think it's even stranger in the next mitzvah, the mitzvah of Vidui Meiser. We're talking about a person here who gave all the Trumas, all the Meisris, he gave to the Kohen what he needed, he gave to the Levi, he left Leket, Shichu, Peya, all the necessary things to leave in the field, he did. He did, and he could testify that he did. No, but there's a new chiyuv, a new mitzvah, saseh, of saying it out, of articulating that this was done. And if you don't say that, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And you have to say, I didn't eat when I was a ba'ani, when I was an einain, lo'yibartim and a bitamei. All the halachas have to be now expressed by this person. So what's the pshat in these two mitzvahs? So, if we look quickly, the Sefer HaChinuch on both of these mitzvahs. We'll start with the second one. Start the mitzvah Vidui Meiser. The mitzvah Vidui Meiser, Shenetztavinu lehesvadis lefnei Hashem Baruch Hu, we're commanded to say Vidui. Now, we know Vidui comes on Yom Kippur. Here we already have in Parashas Yisavei, tells us a new mitzvah Vidui. There's actually two mitzvahs of Vidui. In the Mishnah of Bikurim, it says that Bikurim and Meiser are similar to one another in that both of them require, first of all, bringing to the Beis HaMikdash, and both of them require Shneim Tu'unim Vidui. Both of them need Vidui. The Rambam, when he writes in Hilchas Bikurim, he says, is mitzvah sasei lehisvadis. They have to have a Vidui. So what does Vidui mean? Vidui we translate as confession. we're confessing over here? What are we confessing? That we brought the Bikurim? So obviously, Lehisvadi says more than that. Not only Vidui, but also means a Lashon of Haida, a Lashon of thanks. And also a Lashon of admittance. That we admit that everything came by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for that, and we're bringing it. But why does it have to be said? Why is there a mitzvah of Vidui, of actually expressing this out and articulating the words of that I did all the mitzvahs of Meiser, or that I'm bringing the Bikurim? So he writes, this mitzvah of expressing Lahagin Befinu, the Beis Mikdashai, to say out with our mouths in the Beis Hamikdash, Shayitse Anu, that we have fulfilled the Chukei HaMaisers VaTrumais. We fulfilled all the laws with Maisers and Trumas mitvuaseinu miperaseinu, from our produce and our fruits. Why is this needed? Says the Chinuch, Lefisheskulas HaAdam, the Maila of a person over all other beings, V'gaydol Shvachai, and the reason why he's worthy of praise, Hu HaDibur. What we have over animals is the power of speech. In terms of movement, that we could walk, that we could lift things, that we can work, other animals could do that. As a matter of fact, other animals could do probably better than us. They're stronger than us, right? The animals are faster than humans. Animals are stronger than humans. They are more creative than humans, right? A bird can make a nest. It's a pure miracle. But so they were given those capabilities more than humans. The only thing that humans have in terms of these strengths better than animals, that's the power of speech. So he said, therefore, that's why people are more careful not to sin with their mouths than with any other limb.
Since the giving of mice and truma is such an important thing,
and also with it, that's how the Kehanim and the Levim are sustained, by the rest of the nation giving them trumas and maises. So what part of Hashem's chesed to us, in order we shouldn't sin in this mitzvah, in order we shouldn't come short of our obligations of this mitzvah Trumas HaMaisers, so he commanded us an extra commandment, not only to give it, but v'gam shenei al atzmeinu befinu, that we're going to have to come, we're going to have to come, and we know we're going to have to confess, we know we're going to have to say a vidui, that indeed we did all of the necessary mitzvahs over here, and we gave all of the trumas where it's supposed to go, we have all the maiser where it's supposed to go, and that extra articulation of the fact that we did it will impress upon a person enough and give him an extra motivation to do the mitzvah properly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a mitzvah here. Not only give the ma'aseh, give the truma, but you're going to have to say a vidui ma'aseh. You're going to have to express the fact that you did it, and that extra expression with our mouths, with that the limb, that tool that we have above all of creation, with speaking, is going to add an extra component to doing the mitzvah properly. That's vidui ma'aseh. In Vida Bikurim, as the Rambam says, the mitzvah lezvades, Vida Bikurim, he says a similar idea, which really it's an idea which he says many times throughout his sefer. The Chinuch says it many times, and because there's many mitzvahs that we have that have to do with just speech. Tonight we'll still have a mitzvah which is speech. You say Kiddush. Kiddush, what is Kiddush? Saying something with our mouths. We do it over wine. That's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. But the mitzvahs I say is the Kiddush, is the words of Kiddush, is the saying of Kiddush. He says it over there, he says it by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're also, the mitzvah is just Sipur, the mitzvah is just to relate over, just to articulate things. So here he underscores the power that we have, not to other people, the power we have to ourselves with speaking things out. So here, Mitzvah Tav Reish Vav, says the Chinuch, Lefisha Adam Ma'ira Machshavosav Umetzayir Bilavavai, HaEmes B'Kach Divrei Piv, that a person could arouse himself, and a person could motivate himself through the power of speech. Al Kain Behetev Alam Hashem Baruch Hu. Therefore, when Hashem did bless the person and he made his field give produce and be successful in harvesting the fruit that he did, Uba Baruch Yosef Es Admasi Lasis Peiris, and Hashem blessed his field that it was able to
give the peiros that it gave that year. V'zochel avim v'beis alekenu, and he's able to give the first fruits in the Beis HaMikdash. Ro'oi lo'i lo'ir levavai. So it's proper for him to arouse himself, his own heart, b'divrei piu, through his own speech. V'lachshev ki akol higia ilov me'eis adayin ha'olam. He has to articulate this, that everything that was given to him by Hashem. It wouldn't be enough to just put it in the basket and bring it. What's wrong with that? That was our original question. What's wrong with that? I put it in the basket, I'm bringing the first fruits, I'm not eating it myself, I'm giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's not enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not enough. For the person to take the lesson, that's not enough. What do we want the person to do? We want him to say it out. Say it out, v'lafshev ki akol higia lo meis adonelu. V'yisaper chasodi yisbaruch aleinu, v'al kol am yisrael derech klal. And this already is an added component. This is already, we extend, not only that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my personal field that was blessed with produce, we have to start it out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand really, you did a chesed all of Klal Yisrael, and you took Sarah Mitzrayim. This is every single person has to say this for his little field. No, it's not just me in my own little business, or my own little practice, my own little field. No, I started back from, I understand, Klal Yisrael, you've done tremendous chasadim, Klal Yisrael, you took us out of Mitzrayim, we would have been annihilated, and you brought us here to this land, and you finally made it successful. And all of that goes in every year to the thanks that we give a HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing the first fruits. Umiteichis eiris nafshe bishvach Hashem, uvetuvai. And through arousing oneself and articulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed on us, uvetuvei, and his goodness to us, zoiche umisbareches artzai. Through that, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, now you're thanking me, now I can give you even more bracha. It's a cycle. The more we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he gives us bracha. So part of the chesed was, Hashem says, is I'm going to give you an extra mitzvah, not only to bring it, and the bringing certainly will show you Avakar Zatayv, but I'm going to give you a mitzvah of expressing it. Because expressing it, number one, has the kayach to arouse a person to really feel the chesed. And expressing it that says that we're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being misvada, we're thanking, giving Haidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, if you give me Haidah, you give me a bracha through that, then I can give you more bracha. The Alkein Tzivonu Baruch Hu Alzeh, why did Hashem command us to do this? Ki chofetz chesed hu. All he wants is chesed. All he wants to do is good with us. So Hashem says that the way I can give you good is by you expressing the good. I think this is a big chiddush. That you have a person who let's say, blessed him with wealth. So he says, Hashem gave me wealth. I'm going to give it to tzedakah. So you think, what can be better than that? That he's taking from his money, yeah, which person feels he earned with his hard work, and he's taking for that, and he's giving tzedakah with that. Could you find anyone better than that? Is he an ingrate? Of course he's not an ingrate. Is he showing hakaras hatayv? Certainly, he's giving from his produce. He's giving from his wealth to tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want more than that. I want more than that. Not only for to the thanking to Hashem, I want more than that even for the person himself. That it not only does the person bring the first bikurim, but he should have to say it out. And it's a whole proclamation here. And he has to give an introduction. V'amartel, you say to the kain, I'm ready to say this, to show to myself, to show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not an ingrate, I'm going to express it out. I thank Hashem that he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he brought us to this land, and he brought me to this day that I can bring my first fruits. And that extra speaking it out, that koyach hadibur, that power that we have to influence ourselves with our speech, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's an extra component over here. I think it shouldn't be taken lightly. This added idea. In the Gemara it says, Vanisa Vamarti, you have to say it, Bekoil Ram. Koil Ram, not sure if you have to shout it out on a microphone, I'm not sure if they have other people hearing it or listening to it. But Bekoil Ram, a person himself has to hear it. In other words, it has to be expressed enough that a person himself, what he articulates has to go in through his ears, because the language of the heart is through the ears. And through that, a person, as the Chinuch says, a person is aroused to feeling this thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that, he's zeicha to get more bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll just end with one mitzvah that the Sefer Charedim brings in Perek Tes, Eischav Gimel. He says, another mitzvah is Zichrein Chasad of Yisborach, to mention, the mentioning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. He quotes from a different pasuk. It says, "V'zochartos kol haderech asher elichacha Hashem lekecha ze'ar bo'im shana ba'midbar." You have to remember the 40 years in the midbar of all the chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. He gave us the man, the clothing didn't wear out. He says, if we have a mitzvah in the Torah, that we have to remember, all generations have to remember the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did then, he says, we take a kal v'chaim from that. If we're commanded to remember for all generations the chasadim that Hashem did with our forefathers, kol shekein, shekol echad miYisrael chayiv lizkor achasadim shoisa imanu tamid lekal Yisrael. First of all, shemasig liyisonu mishina reis. He says on a regular basis we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He saves us from our enemies. Look how many times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't protect us. Look how much happens. So we have to remember all of that. The enemies are always standing ready to pounce on us, ready to destroy us. From the time that he is ready where he was born, a person has a chiyuv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. With the understanding here, the thanking is not only in action, but the thanking is in articulating with speech. And that has a tremendous impact on a person, that makes a tremendous impression on a person. And that extra mitzvah was given in the mitzvah of Kriyas Bikurim, or Vidoy Bikurim, and the mitzvah of Vidoy Maisa. We see from both of those, from what the Chinuch is telling us, that saying it out, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking Him from all of the Teves, that has a tremendous impact on a person, even more than the actual bringing of the Bikurim, even more than the giving of the Bikurim, and the giving of the Maiser, it's the saying that we did that, and the saying that we brought the Bikurim, and the thanking God Baruch Hu for that, that has a tremendous impact on a person. He says, if a person does that, Oz Yikona Lafana V'yevesh V'yoshev B'tshuva Shlema. So it's not for naught that Parshas Kisavai, where you have two Viduis, precede the Vidui of Yom Kippur. Because if a person accomplishes this vidui, he has the vidui of Hakaras HaTev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself brings him to do tshuva. If that brings him to tshuva, then he won't have to say so much vidui Yom Kippur. Because by that time already you understand through these viduyim of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which only bring him more bracha, through that he'll have less to say vidui about on Yom Kippur. Good night, Shabbos.